I would indeed, yeah.
Okay, a lot of people are actually saying that on the text. Right, going to draw a line at it here. 90-333-105, 077-66-105-105. Good morning to you. It's Frank Mitchell here on U105 until 12 noon. But on the happier side of life, they're going to very shortly be surrounding me with flowers. Ah, jeefers. And I'll explain all after this.
The topics that matter to you. Mid-mornings on U105 with Frank Mitchell. Getting married? Visit the Spring Bridal Fair at the Old in Crawfordsburn on Sunday the 17th of February from 1 to 5pm. Our team of advisors, along with 30 exhibitors, are on hand to shape your perfect wedding. Plus one lucky bride will win a £1,000 honeymoon voucher on the day. For more information, visit theoldin.com.
From the Woodfloor Warehouse, it's real woods, selected laminates and rugs. The Woodfloor Warehouse's knockout sale is now on. You'll be floored by up to 50% off real woods and selected laminates and knocked out by rugs at up to half price. It's the Woodfloor Warehouse's biggest and best sale ever at Baloo Road, Bangor and Ravenhill Road, Belfast. Hurry, last 2 weeks of sale.
Our conservatory was an absolute waste of space. It was either roasting or freezing. You couldn't sit in it. Then I got in touch with Gagan Conservatory Conversions. Their speciality is conservatory conversions. And for not a whole lot of money, I now have an all-year-round sunroom. Come and see them this weekend. Stand F14 at the Self-Build Show in the King's Hall, Belfast. Bring your conservatory plan with you and they can give you a special discounted price on the day. And Gagan Conservatory Conversions can install your stove for free.
Want to free up some space in your black bin? Then use your kitchen caddy to recycle peelings, leftovers and out-of-date food. It's the fresher, cleaner, greener way to deal with everyday food waste and keep your kitchen smelling fresh. By recycling your leftovers, you'll be helping to reduce landfill tax, which affects your rate bill, and you'll also be doing your bit for the environment. So use your food caddy to keep your kitchen fresher, cleaner, greener. For more information, visit belfastcity.gov.uk/foodcaddy.
Smith Patterson, Lisbon's number one department store. So it's no surprise we know about quality and value and service. What may surprise you are the latest lines in quality house and homewares. Brands like Le Creuset, Zanussi, Bosch, Parker Knoll, Silent Night. Now up to 25% off at Smith Patterson's big sale. Electrical, furniture, bedding, homewares, DIY and gifts. Surprising choice, surprising reductions. Oh, and another surprise, a brand new coffee shop. Surprise yourself at the Smith Patterson big sale, now on.
Want a new car that stands out from the crowd? The special edition Freelander 2 Black and White from 22495 on the road has all the style you'd expect from a Land Rover. And with striking features including LED signature headlights and distinctive 17-inch alloy wheels at no extra cost, the only tough choice is the colour.
Discover more at Charles Hurst Land Rover, Boucher Road, Belfast, or visit charleshurst.landrover.co.uk.
The Spring Bridal Fair at the Old Inn Crawfordsburn. Don't miss your chance to win a £1,000 honeymoon voucher this Sunday from 1 to 5pm. For details, visit theoldinn.com.
Mid-mornings with Frank Mitchell, U105.
Right, good morning to you. I told you I'd be surrounded by flowers and the team have been doing it as I've been speaking. And not only the flowers, but the man who knows more about them than most, Mr. Flowers, when you think of a name. If I say to you flowers, you come up with a surname. Of course, you're going to come up with Ferguson, aren't you? Yeah, surely. David Ferguson is in the studio. David, good morning.
Please meet you.
David, you know, that ad that's been running in my mind from years ago, you know, Ferguson Flowers.
Yes, indeed.
Is that the one that really got the name across?
It really did. Whenever we went online way back in the early 70s, one of our first customers came from Beijing. And whenever I sent him an email as to how he had found Ferguson Flowers and what he thought of the site, he sent me back a message to say, I'm sending flowers home to my mother. I'm living in Beijing. He says, how could I ever forget that horrible ding-dong?
Exactly. So, but it is a reminder, isn't it, of the efforts that people will go to actually deliver flowers, whether it be for a birthday or a special anniversary or, needless to say, for Valentine's Day. The introduction of the internet must have been the greatest of advantages to your business.
It really was, because we have flowers being ordered now from all over the world, not just locally. And, you know, it's the old saying that the expats all went to Australia and America and what have you. But we actually get orders now from all over the world and get recommendations from people that are out there who are pleased with what we do for them.
Yeah, how competitive a game is it? Because I think you'd be the first to admit that there are many great outlets here in Northern Ireland.
Well, there certainly are, and the supermarkets are coming on hand over fist with the flowers that they produce and the quality of the flowers that they produce. So you've got to compete with them. But the florist on the high street has always got the king position. You know, it's like the old saying, you know, you don't go to Tesco's for your wedding flowers, and you go to a specialist florist. And that's what happens in particular at Valentine's Day, when flowers mean flowers and it's a romantic time. You know, the ordinary public and the wife doesn't want them somewhere from a carriage forecourt.
Yeah, that's the point I was going to make. You know, the flowers are probably every bit as nice when they're sitting in the back of the car, even if you wrap them up properly and you hand them to the person of your dreams. But if they found out that they came from the petrol station, they'd almost hit you with them.
They would. There's no point in getting them, really, you know. So it's a case of, you know, making sure that you can get the best quality for the best price.
Now, be honest with me, because if you go to the petrol station, they're going to be a few bob cheaper than they are in a major outlet like yours. Are you getting a better flower, or are you paying for the right to have the name on the tab?
No, you pay for what you get. To be quite honest with you, at Valentine's Day and the peak periods, flowers in Holland are sold on a Dutch auction, where if the guy that's buying them presses that button too soon, he's paid an awful lot of money for them. If he pays them too late, someone else has them. So with the basis of supply and demand, flowers are dear, particularly at Valentine's Day, because they're so hard to get. And Belfast is one of these sort of the most romantic cities in the UK that actually deals in Valentine's flowers. I have friends in England who would never do half the business that we do at Valentine's Day, although they're bigger cities. But over here, people think about it, you know, and you can see it when you go to deliver a bunch of flowers, the smile on someone's face when they open the door and you're standing there with a bunch of flowers for
yeah
them.
You're the absolute opposite to the dentist, aren't you? You know,
exactly.
The dentist's doing a great job, but you know, you get a different sort of smile altogether. When you talk about that auction, the flowers that people will kill for tomorrow, at what point did they actually arrive in Northern Ireland?
Well, believe it or not, they're grown in the field or grown in the greenhouse, and they're cut in the early afternoon, transported to the auction that evening. They're sold the next morning from 4 o'clock in the morning. They're packed that night, and they're on their way to Belfast the next day.
So the flowers that you might get tomorrow in a florist's were in Holland yesterday.
No, they could have been in Holland the day before yesterday.
Yeah.
You've got to take that day for going through the auctions, packing and transport from, say, from Holland through England back to here.
But it's, you know, it's immediate. It's they're not sitting in cold storage in Mollusk.
They're not sitting, no.
Yeah.
They're not, no.
And the guy, as you say, with the finger on the button, he must need to know his flowers. It's a bit like I have friends who are into farming and they know buying and selling cattle at Hilltown Market, you know, but it's that on a massive scale.
Yes, very much so. And the guys that do it are young fellas who are more used to playing Nintendo.
So they're right on. They've obviously been fully briefed as to what's in demand.
They know what's in demand. Well, you see, when we order direct from Holland, and our guys get an order from us, and they know that the brief is what they must supply.
But are they buying online, or are they sitting in an auction house?
No, they're sitting in an auction house, and the flowers actually pass them on a train, sort of thing. And as the flowers come by, it's announced who is the grower, what quantity they have to sell, what grade the flower is, and then you press how many you want and the price you want to pay. And if you press the button at the right time as the clock goes down, you get it at the price you want to pay. If you press it too late, someone else has it. If you press it too soon, you've paid more than you wanted to.
So whenever they arrive here and you have them in the florists and they're all on display and whatever, can you tell the different sort of customer that comes in, especially on Valentine's Day? I know there are other days that are special as well, and indeed there's many a fellow who'd be buying flowers for his girl or vice versa throughout the course of the year. But can you, like the hotelier, can you spot the couple who are really in love, who are possibly married to each other, or the other couple where the boy's on the fly?
Very much so. You can tell an awful lot about a person by what he wants to buy and how he chooses to buy it. I mean, I had a customer in yesterday who walked in and spent quite a bit of time walking around the shop looking for what he wanted. And I said to him, would you like tulips? Would you like roses? Would you like a hand tie? He says, I want something to fit into this. And he gave me a sports bag. And he says, it has to go in there. He says, because I'm not going to be seen walking up the street with it, but I daren't go home without them.
Isn't it, you know, there's two ways I would analyse that customer. One is he's got the sports bag, okay, and he's a bit shy and he doesn't want his mates on the building site to see that he's bought flowers for his wife, and he's going to take them out in the driveway and go into the house and they're going to have an evening of absolute romance and love, okay?
Yep.
The other possibility is that he's really worried that his sister-in-law is going to see him with flowers that he's taken to his mistress.
Well,
does that ever cross your mind?
That sort of thing, no, because that sort of person who acts like that generally would be a person that would be afraid to take them home. And you can tell by looking at them, you know, I want these and I want them very much, but I just don't want to be seen by the guy that's working in the same building as me or someone else.
Yeah, but maybe I'm a terrible cynic. You know, maybe he's not going to take them home at all. It's extra special if you get them delivered, isn't it?
It is extra special, yeah. A lot of guys say, you know, oh, I want them delivered because you're the one that's delivering them. And the feel-good factor for us is the fact that the smile on the face of the person that receives them is not often seen by the person who sent them.
Yeah, but if you get the timing right and you're upstairs and you know the van will be coming soon and it delivers and your wife goes to the door, oh, look, flowers, and then you're checking to see. Of course, the disadvantage is they check to see and they're from the boy up the stairs. It's almost, gosh, you wasted money on flowers. But, you know, sometimes you can't win. Tomorrow, what's the average spend tomorrow?
The average spend for tomorrow would be in and around £50 to £60. But we do have quite a few orders in for roses that would be in the 150s and the £250 mark.
How many roses would you get for that? These are absolute top grade, top quality ones.
Our top grade, well, we bring in roughly about 15,000 roses over Valentine's Day. And over the next couple of days, we'll have sold and dispensed with 4,500 to 5,000.
And some people will pay 200 quid for a mini.
Yeah, they will pay 200 pounds is for 100, but £250 delivered, I think, is 100 best quality Grand Prix roses, and they're domed, and there's 24 you can get done up in a lovely hat box with diamantes in it, and we've sold quite a few of those.
And at the other end of the spectrum, there'll be some guy who loves his partner every bit as much. And what can you, what's the minimum spend without embarrassing yourself?
Well, the minimum spend is £24. And there's quite a few. A lot of people actually like tulips at Valentine's Day. It's a very popular flower in pink and red and purple.
Yeah, of course, you don't have to go for roses. A lovely bunch of flowers is as nice a way as any to say,
flowers you can
I
have
love
with,
you.
You can have it with roses or roses and lilies or a mixture of both.
We're almost on the 11 o'clock news. One final question. You're going to be flat out for the next 24 hours. It must be a killer for any florist.
Well, it is a killer. And the problem with Valentine's Day, it's all on the day.
Yeah, flat out. Absolutely great meeting you, David. Thank you very much for decorating the studio so well. Carolyn will be richly impressed when she comes in. David Ferguson from Ferguson Flowers, steering you through what might get you out of the woods tomorrow morning with the one you love. David, thank you very much indeed.
No problem,
thank you.
And you'll be part of downstairs as requested.
Oh, you're very sweet. You're very sweet. Has another fortune spent. Thank you.
Okay, Frank.
90333105.
It's 11 o'clock. Time to enjoy miles more motability at Charles Hurst. We have over 100 cars on nil advance payments. Visit charleshurst.com/motability.
Your number one team for news. This is U105.
The headlines, the funeral for